Hey, everybody. Look, there are a lot of people creating podcasts every single day, and there are a ton of platforms to choose from. But for us at Car Wash the Podcast, Anchor just made sense. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it is the easiest way to make a podcast. First, you cannot beat the price. It's free. Second, there are creation tools inside of Anchor that allow you to record your podcast, edit your podcast, and sound great from your phone or computer. No fancy hardware required. Anchor will also distribute your podcast for you. Look, that's a hard thing to figure out on your own. So this way, Anchor makes sure you can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many, many more. You can also start monetizing your podcast right away with no minimum listenership. Anchor is everything you need to make a podcast in one place. If you're looking to start a podcast and you want a great platform, download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Welcome to Car Wash, the podcast, your source for real stories and real business insights from the experts, both in and out of the car wash industry. So put it in neutral, feet off the brakes, and take your hands off the steering wheel, because here we go. Here is your guide on this journey, Car Wash Magazine Editor-in-Chief, Matt DeWolf.
All right, everyone, and now joining us on the program is the man himself, Chip Bell, Dr. Chip Bell. Chip, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Matt. It's a joy to be with you.
Hey,
it's going to be fun.
We are super excited to have you because this is a topic of conversation that comes up in this industry all the time. So I can't wait to get to talking about customers and the journeys and what we need to be doing as car wash owners and operators to make that better for our consumer. But let's set the stage. All right. Okay. So today's consumer, as we know, is not yesterday's consumer. So in your mind, what's kind of changed over the last several years or 5 years or 3 years? Because it's changing.
It's changing. And I would say I would think about last 2 years. Research shows customers' expectations go up about 30% a year. So it's a moving target all the time. And I think that's an important lesson for all of us. We've got to stay up to the minute. But one of the things we're finding from my research in terms of customer expectation is they like to have things more and more personalized. They like a sense of community in terms of the organizations they work with, vendors they work with, et cetera. They like those organizations that help them get smart. There's always this concern about losing pace because we're living in very changing times, rapidly changing times. So make me smart is an important one. I think the sense of trust, particularly as it's demonstrated in terms of our allegiance to their comfort. What do we do to make sure they don't? There's no anxiety, no uncertainty in terms of the experience we create? And finally, it's all about innovation.
Yeah.
I think it's a signal that you are surviving, not that you're progressing, that you might be around in the few years. And since they're more interested in investing in a relationship than a transaction, your being around is pretty important.
Well, and you know what's interesting is that I've experienced this recently in terms of just
people leveling up, businesses in general leveling up from a service side. You know, I just got back from a JW Marriott, and it was noticeable how much more emphasis there was on delighting and surprising the customer. You know, every time I went around a corner, there was something little interesting. I'm like, oh, that's really nice. Oh, I'm so glad they did that. Oh, I wouldn't have even thought about that. So let's apply that to car washing, shall we? How can we get in the right mindset to surprise and delight and to be putting that customer at the center of the experience?
I think one is that we need to know the customer extremely well. And again, keep right up to the minute with their changing expectations. But I think the degree to which you create a climate and a culture that's all about ingenuity, creativity. Hey, what if we tried this? What if we did this? Nobody's ever done this. You know, I did some work with a pizza delivery company, and I, instead of asking the usual price, product, and process kind of questions, I thought, well, let me ask something out of the ordinary. What's something no pizza delivery company has ever thought about doing that you think would be really cool? And the answer I got back is, why don't you do something with the box? And you go, the box? Yeah. You know, the inside of the box. It could be a map. It could be a puzzle. It could be a coloring book. And sure enough, a few years later, I'm working with a huge paper manufacturing. And this particular pizza company was manufacturing their boxes with all kind of unique things on the inside cover. And they just put a piece of plastic paper between it and the pizza. And you got, well, that came from thinking out of the box. And I think creating a culture where we think that way is going to keep us innovating and keep us fresh and new. And as I mentioned earlier, survive.
All right, Chip. So you just told me what I heard was to think outside the box, I got to think about the box.
That's correct. All right. And it's all features. You know, nobody's doing stuff like this. You know, what about this? And I think creating that kind of atmosphere is what's key. And again, involving your customers, the degree to which we include the customers in those innovation, that's part of my reason to use the pizza example. Yep. It didn't come from the pizza delivery company. It came from customers, and they often have brilliant insights and ideas if we just create an opportunity for them to ideate with us.
Yeah. Listen to those folks, right? We know what we're talking about sometimes.
Well, sometimes, but the degree to which you can include them, even if you don't always take their ideas, they say they care about my input. They care about my idea. And as I started, I think customers more and more are looking for a personalized experience and one that reflects a sense of community, of inclusion, being a part of their organization. And I think that identity is critical now.
Yeah, I think it is. It's all about those little things and about thinking about that through your entire customer journey. Because so often we let it stop at the wash. Okay, great. They got there. Okay, cool. Maybe I personalized the welcome screen when they got up to the pay station. Great. Okay, maybe I said hello when they came in. Hey, Matt, good to see you. And then, you know, I gave them a high five or something on the way out. But then I forget about the next step, which is how do I engage them down the road and keep them kind of tied and brand loyal to me? So those little things matter. So let's make sure we're all focused on them.
The other thing, a lot of times we always look at the outside in. How many times does an owner jump in the car with the customer and say, I'll give you a 10% discount if you'll let me ride through this with you and tell me what you're experiencing?
I love that idea. Yeah.
Think about it. Well, let me think about it. We always encourage people to take an empathy walk with your customer, whether in your industry, it's take an empathy ride and tell me what you're seeing. Tell me what you're looking at. Tell me what it means to you. And oftentimes we'll get some, I never thought about the fact that I'm having to sit from 4 to 6 minutes in my car and watch a blank wall. Wonder what I can do with that wall. And so it's getting the customer to teach us a lot about their experience.
Yeah.
And I think that's a piece of it.
Well, and you know, it's funny because we tell our advice always to operators is, hey, if you want to make sure that things are going well and you want to really make sure your business is going to fire right, watch cars go through, right? Like watch it, make sure everything's firing, be evaluating that process. But don't forget about the inside perspective. I love that. I love that approach. Get inside the car, see what it's like in there, and just get your eyes down to that customer perspective. Great advice.
I work with a great, company. You just mentioned them in your JW example. You know, they had years ago, they had a program called Follow Me Home. They would ask from customers who would come back regularly, can we follow you to your room and watch you unpack? And customers go, you want to do what? Yeah, we're not voyeurs. We just want to see how you settle into the room And what they learned were there were a lot of little workarounds that were easy to correct. The customer never mentioned on a guest comment card things you could fix that were a little irritants. You know, like, why do you have to unplug their hair dryer to use your hair dryer? Little things like that. And so it's, I think it's that effort to see the world through the customer's lens, and then we're in a better position to change it and make it better, make it a great experience.
So when we, okay, so let's say that we're starting to get there, right? And we understand that ultimately our goal here is to bring consumers back and to serve them well and delight them in the experience. But what's the, you know, what's the thing I'm not thinking about when it comes to the reason behind being intently focused on that experience?
What's the thing you're not thinking about?
Yeah, what am I missing? What's that doing for customers?
Well, I think it's the, to me, the perspective, if I understand your question, is asking, is your perspective about the customer's experience or the customer's vehicle? You know, and sometimes we get caught up in it's all about the car. And I've looked at a lot of car wash ads lately, and they're all about the vehicle, all about the vehicle, rather than saying, wait a minute, this not the vehicle doesn't pay me a dime. You know, I need to think about it through the customer's lens. So again, we're back to that whole point of where's my emphasis? Where do I particularly look at? What am I concerned? What keeps me up at night? You know, those machines that you have that give me change in a self-service, what's going to happen when they don't work in the middle of the night? Have I thought about that? You know, it's the little things like that that say, you know, you're paying attention to the details. I think that's, to me, that's a part of it, is the perspective of, are you centered on the customer or are you centered on the customer's vehicle? Vehicle's obviously important, but you know, it's like an airline. If you ask people what's the most important part about an airline, they'll tell you safety. But if you ask them why you pick one airline over another, safety won't be in the top 10.
Never, never. It's the, I want the amenities, right? I want the amenities.
Yeah, absolutely.
I want the experience. I want the story. Yeah. I want a story that I can tell. Absolutely.
That's it. And it's the stories that make the difference.
Well, okay. So let's go down that path a little bit, because I love a good story. And obviously, it's part of what I do every day. So, when you're thinking about those stories, what are kind of the core elements here, and how can we approach it? Is there like a framework or something that we can be thinking about with our customers in mind?
Well, yeah, absolutely. I think about at least five. And when I do my presentation, I'm going to build it around these five elements. And it comes right out of the research. Know me, include me, teach me, unburden me, and surprise me. And so if we think, take each one of those and say, okay, how do I create a story experience out of that? And I use story because, you know, giving people a great experience that they then recommend you is not going to move the needle. Like, you ain't going to believe what happened to me. And they tell a story and people go, I got to try that. You know, I took my kid to, we went through the car wash, and at the end, guess what? My kid got a free popsicle, you know, or something that says, what can I do to cause it to be a little different, to create that story they can't wait to share with somebody else? Customers love anecdotes. They love stories. And that's what they remember, you know? And so it's looking for the things that what will create that story. You know, they personalize my experience in a little different way.
Yeah.
The manager was physically there and met me. And sometimes that's unique right in itself. You know, they found ways to include me, involve me. That's off the wall. You know, they asked my kid, who's an artist in school, to paint that wall and put their name on there. So, yeah. It, you know, we all talk about help paint the wall. But if it's an artwork by somebody in the community, now it takes on a whole different significance than just some cleverly painted wall in a car wash. It's those little things that, you know, if I have to wait, you know, what's happening to me while I have to wait? I know what happens to me at Disney. If I'm in line in Disney for attraction, it'll say, if you're waiting here, the wait time is 30 minutes. You know, actually, it's less. You know, they Mickey lies. You know, they you know, they underpromise and overdeliver, because it's really it's 25 minutes, not 30. And people, hey, it didn't seem like 30 at all. It wasn't 30 minutes. The point is that you sort of know what's going on, and I know how many times have I pulled into a car wash, and I'm like six cars back, and I'm going, how long is this going to take? Do I cut my losses and come back?
Yeah.
If I had a sense about how long that was going to take, I mean, it's thinking like that. What is the customer experiencing? What if you put a TV up there for me to watch? My good friend Jacob Freed at Suds Club near me is getting ready to put a TV outside that people can watch while they're waiting. You know, They do it in the gym. Why not do it there? So it's thinking like the little things that say, wait a minute, you know, we all love Cracker Jacks. One of my favorite examples. We all love Cracker Jacks. And what we like about Cracker Jacks is not the caramelized popcorn.
No, no.
What is it? It's that free fries.
Yeah, it's a stupid fries.
How much is that thing worth? You know, here's something that's financially worthless, but emotionally priceless.
Yeah, there you go.
So I like to ask people, what's your free prize inside? You know, what's the little extra you're going to do that fits your neighborhood, fits your area, fits your marketplace, and enhances your brand?
I think the piece in there that's really important around seeing customers on the lot, we talk a lot about that being an important thing for people to see from the street, right? So they know what's going on. They see activity that's going to draw them in.
Sure.
But that little, it's the small details. If you have a way to let people know, you know, how long that's going to take. And I'm not talking about like putting a sign up, because we all have too many signs on our properties. Like,
Oh, yeah.
We got to fix that. That's a different program.
And the ones that are up are boring.
Yes. Yes, but we'll have you back and we'll talk about that another time.
Yeah, nobody has one of those unaccompanied minors will be given an espresso and a free puppy.
Right.
You'd remember that.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, that's so funny. That's so good. So good. It is a little, okay, so we're talking, I'm a big like analogy guy. Like I like acronyms and that kind of stuff. So yeah. I don't know if this one works, but it's KITIS, right? Know me, include me, teach me, unburden me, surprise me.
Surprise me. I hadn't thought about that as a word, but
it's not a good one.
I could remember it.
Yeah, KITIS. KITIS. I mean, it's not quite KISS, not keep it simple, stupid.
I'll quote you on that, man.
Oh, funny. Another thing I want to jump into with you really quickly here. I'm just checking our clock here. We've got a little bit of time left.
Okay.
You know, when we talk about customer experience and customer journeys, you often hear people say, add value. What's the value add? What are you doing to bring value to them? Yeah. You have a little bit different perspective on that. Can you talk a little bit about that for us?
Oh, sure. I'd love to talk about this, because the concept of value added is okay. I mean, it's a generous, but basically what it means is taking what your customer expects and add more. And guess what? Their expectations go after that. I mean, they go right up there. You know, you keep adding, they keep adding, they expect. Pretty soon, you're going to run out of room. That'll bankrupt you. You know, doing more. Pretty soon, you know, I can't keep doing this. Well, I talk about value unique. And value unique is not adding more. It's adding different, adding unexpected, adding that surprise. You know, I'll give you a fun example. My wife has a new car, loves this new car, took her car in. For the first time, after she got it, she turned on the radio. You know, she traded her car, got a new one. First time she turned on the radio, she discovered they had programmed in her radio stations from her trade-in. Now, what do you think she talks about, the car or the radio?
Yeah, every time.
That radio. Every time. I think what she paid for that car. Well, that's how hard is that? That's not hard, but it's saying we're going to do something and just let the customer discover it.
Yeah.
And so it's the little things like that, they go, whoa, look at there. Now you got a story people can't wait to tell about. Guess what they did for me? And again, we're back to creating that environment where people come up with, have we ever thought about giving people a flower when they go through this car wash? Wouldn't that be interesting? What if we thought, you know, popcorn? Whoa, man, I love pop. So, I mean, it's that kind of thing. And I think it's that unique that causes the story that people are eager to share.
I love the popcorn idea, because if you're a location that offers interior cleans, guess what they're going to need next?
Guess what? Right after that, you know, it's like car washes that add the dog wash. Guess what you're going to do with that dog after the dog wash? Guess where they're going?
Yeah, absolutely.
And we got to wash the car. It's a pretty good add-on.
That's funny. What do you think, as you've been kind of doing research and looking at washes, what do you think, where's the biggest opportunity for us? Like, what do we need to be really focused on?
I think figuring out a way to, again, back to that personalization, figuring out a way to connect with the customer beyond the car wash. And that's why the whole concept of the membership is so powerful, because with that membership concept, now you're building an alliance, you're building a partnership, and it gives you the avenue to know more. And I think building on that concept, looking for ways to say, we want to personalize your experience. And how do I use ways to do that? My computer, you know, I know every time I go to the grocery store now because I have one, an account with them. I can set things up in advance that they'll have something ready for me that I'm looking for. So all the things we can do, again, to personalize it, but through that relationship, through that, again, that club, it gives you the entree to that. It's not just a discount. If you get, you know, X number of washes a month, you get a discount. I think it needs to be an affinity process as well.
Yeah, that's been the big change in the industry. We've talked about it a million times over, but the way that you handle that membership community and the way you handle those loyalty programs are going to be all the difference in the world.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And your research bears that out. I mean, you know, I printed out some of your research and it says, you know, things like that. A clean vehicle makes me feel good was number one on why I use a car wash. Yep. Number one. Now, I'd never say that about my refrigerator. You know, my stove makes me feel proud. Right. I wouldn't say that. Right. But my clean vehicle makes me proud. That's on your list. So here again, we're talking about a possession that has a different emotional connection with the customer than almost anything they have, perhaps except their house.
Yeah.
And so I think because of that, we have an opportunity to, in the industry, I think, to create a special bond with that customer. And I think the ways in which you do that through that membership is a great avenue.
Well, so Chip's talking about, those of you watching at home, Chip's talking about ICA's latest consumer study, which is available online. You can purchase that. But he's drawing on that human emotion, right? And that's why we often will tell folks, you know, the photos in your wash look great, and it's cool that you've got the shots of the brushes hitting the car and the up-close soap. And I love those photos. I'll put them up. It's super fun to look at. But the customer, if you really want to capture the customer, show pictures of people.
Yes.
To get that emotion and to make them feel like they are in the story, so you can get the story, so they're going to come back and do it every time.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Chip, I'm going to let you get back to it, but we are going to see you at the Car Wash Show November 15 through 17 in Las Vegas for an expanded version of this conversation.
Absolutely.
I'm super excited.
I can't wait. This will be fun.
Yeah, I can't wait either. We it's been far too long since we've gathered in mass to talk about car washing.
The podcast is your source for real stories and real business insights from the experts, both in and out of the car wash industry. Our show helps investors, owners, operators, and managers think about ways to enhance their business. Our podcast is a free on-demand audio program that provides information on the latest trends impacting the industry, tips from successful industry leaders, and inspiration for our listeners.